The allegations against Harvey Weinstein are extremely grave. Actor Ashley Judd accused him of sexual harassment, then others like Rose McGowan broke their silence. She accused him of raping her. Now a taboo's been broken. More and more female actors are supporting those who speak out against sleazy Hollywood bosses.
In September 2017, the Hollywood film industry was rocked by sexual abuse allegations against American film mogul Harvey Weinstein. Soon, women denounced sexual abuse by male actors and industry leaders on social networks. But in Africa, the hashtag didn't take off. Overall, the Me Too movement was met with silence on the continent. For filmmaker Giovanni Adogino Zinzu from Benin, sexual abuse just isn't spoken of publicly, she says.
We know Africa. Africa is, even when you suffer inside. It's rare to see women who will go and say, excuse me, I was raped. Even the simple act of declaring it to the police, even when you know who your aggressor is already a problem because there is a feeling of shame, of embarrassment. It's as if it was you that provoked your aggressor.
Giovanni was in Dakar to represent her short film at the Film Femme Afrique Festival on obstetric fistulas, a medical condition in which a hole develops in the birth canal as a result of childbirth that can result in incontinence. The condition is such a taboo, she entitled her film The Illness of Shame.
Les femmes en Afrique, ça n'a pas l'expression de la femme n'a pas encore pris comme il faut.
The women in Africa haven't... Women's expression hasn't taken the way it should. It still needs to take off. It's true that in the United States, it was enough for just one person to speak out. And all the others who hadn't done so then spoke up too. But I think for Africa to get there, we have some way to go.
In parts of Africa where domestic violence is rampant, strong cultural and religious taboos prevent women from admitting that they are suffering. According to a 2016 World Bank report, one in two African women say they accept domestic violence and about a third have been subjected to abuse. Yolande Welimoun, a 27-year-old filmmaker from Cameroon, says she's experienced unwanted advances from men in the industry.
C'est présent dans tous les milieux.
It exists in all professional and artistic environments. This kind of thing always exists because it is a kind of meeting between men, women, and there will always be one on the prowl. That will tell you these are the conditions for this film. It happens. I've been approached by several directors who want to flirt with you, go out with you, and when you refuse, you won't be a part of their project. But I don't care. I do not care. I know my worth. I studied cinematography, and I know that despite the obstacles, I will make it.
And those obstacles are rife, not least assumptions that women don't belong in the film industry, says Giovanni.
There's a prejudice. People say it's a man's job, and that it's the men who can stay late on a film set. It's the guys who can travel to go shoot. It's the men who can stay and edit when it's too late, and you're told that it's not a woman's job. Women must do a job that allows them to go and take care of the home.
The film festival's goal is to showcase African women and to give them an arena to be heard and tell their stories. Topics ranged from the right to do sports to the problems of forced marriage and female genital mutilation. This year, the overriding theme was to educate Africa and the world about these topics, as Amayel Ndiaye, one of the festival organisers, explains.
Education is a means to emancipate oneself, to succeed in resisting social oppression, and also successfully move towards something new, towards something different, and towards more freedom.
But financing these projects remains a big obstacle, says Kigali-born filmmaker Clementine Desabe-Jambo. The festival screened her 20-minute short film entitled A Place for Myself about a young albino girl and the difficulties she faces at school. Women in the film industry have to work twice as hard as men, she says.
Being a woman filmmaker in Iran, it's not a problem. But being a filmmaker is a problem. There is no resources. So we are suffering the same. When I go outside Rwanda, that's where I start like facing problem as women. Like you have to prove that you own that place. So it becomes like a double work for you. what men can do, you have to do it, but also add something more to prove. In order people to believe in you, you have to prove it like twice.
And her hard work has paid off. The film Femme Afrique jury rewarded her with 1 million CFA francs for best film to help her continue telling the stories that matter on the continent. Cultural projects would otherwise not exist without some sponsorship. Despite the arduous conditions women must navigate through to see any of their work come to fruition, African women's film production nevertheless continues to grow and expand, offering surprising creative and critical stories, which in their own way provide a Me Too kind of movement which is uniquely African and which is slowly, slowly changing the narrative. For DW, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar.